Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. Here we go into the second week of this new year, and already so much has happened in our world, no matter where you live. So I have a question for all of us. How successful have you been at protecting your heart and mind from being wounded or discouraged or frustrated to the point of anger by what you have heard or seen thus far in 2023 that is evidence of deeply rooted evil all around us? Let's rejoin Peter as he's writing his first letter of encouragement to Christians living at a time so very similar to conditions in our world today. The Peter I know from the gospel accounts seems to me to be an emotional man who often found himself reacting quite passionately to what was happening around him. Do you remember Peter is the guy who pulled out a dagger and swung it wildly, cutting off a man's ear when the armed group had come with Judas to the Garden of Gethsemane and grabbed Jesus? I wonder what Peter would be saying to us in 2023, considering the events happening around our world. Perhaps he'd say exactly what he said to first century Christians. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart. 1 Peter 1:22. Now, friends, we know that we don't purify ourselves, right? Purity or righteousness or holiness is a work of God in us in response to our repentance of our sin and our trust in Him to cleanse us, according to 1 John 1:9. Do you remember David cried out to God, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me," Psalm 51:10. While we can make New Year's resolutions that we think might help us keep away from evil things, the cleansing of our mind and hearts is a powerful work only God can accomplish. Do you agree, my friends? So here's an important thought for all of us. What are the steps you will take in 2023 to protect your mind and your heart from being wounded, angered, embittered by things in our world which we cannot control but are very troublesome and evil? Do you also notice what Peter wrote to challenge us in recognizing the powerful result of our choice to obey God's truth? This morning I found myself waking up singing that old chorus, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Do you remember that little song from decades ago? Have you discovered those words to be true in your life? I have. As I memorize God's word, His truth is a powerful weapon for me to use any time, day or night, when I'm feeling the heavy weight of our evil world. By reciting to myself powerful words from God's word, the Bible, an amazing thing happens. Peace comes into my heart as my mind focuses on God's truth. That's what both David and Peter are calling us to consider and put into practice. Finally, do you see Peter's statement that we should experience an uprising of God's love from deep within us when we focus on and obey God's truth? Once again, I ask you, my friends, have you found that to be true in your life? Now, why do you suppose God's love should be the response God awakens in us? Perhaps because holy and love are the two core characteristics of God, and as God draws us human beings close to Himself through the saving work of Jesus Christ, and then through God's indwelling, His Holy Spirit transforms us more and more to be like Him, then both holy and love should become more and more part of our new nature. Did you get that, my friends? And if you consider yourself a Christian, do you see it happening in you? Peter is picking up his stylus again, so let's watch. "For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For the word of the Lord endures forever." 1 Peter 1, 22-25. There it is. The work God is doing in us is not temporary, but permanent, immortal. It will endure forever, for God is now, here on earth, beginning the transforming work in the hearts, minds, and character of His people, which will enable us to live forever in His presence, totally free from any residue or stain we have acquired by living here on planet Earth, immersed in the evil all around us. And do you see Peter's challenge to us to understand that the power of God unleashed in us when we internalize God's truth, His Word, is almost beyond comprehension or explanation? Now ponder that a moment. It's profound, isn't it? Are you experiencing, my friends, as we walk daily with Jesus? Is the Word of God penetrating deeply into your thinking, your mind, and your emotions, your heart, and your will, your reason and choices, so that your life is being changed by God Himself? That is what Jesus wants to do today, this week, and every day this year in both you and me. Will we invite the Holy Spirit to do all God wants to accomplish in us, or will we resist God? All day today, I urge you to ask yourself that question. And here's an old song to help us.